U.S.-flagged freighters on the Great Lakes have carried almost 5% more cargo so far this year compared to last year, and there are signs the season is finishing strong. Lake Carriers Association Vice President Glenn Nekvasil says November is way up.
A 12% increase compared to a year ago is a healthy number, so I would say that the industry is continuing to rebound from the recession. The iron ore trade has been strong all year. The steel mills are operating at very high rates.
Seaway Port Authority of Duluth Director Adolph Ojard says Duluth Superior traffic is off a bit. Iron ore is up, but coal is down as Ontario phases out the use of coal at power plants. But he expects a strong finish, especially in iron ore.
We have good weather conditions. It appears that the demand is out there, and maybe even some additional cargoes are being added here by at the end of the year. The word we have right now is that there will be no early layups of ships, that they'll continue moving right through the closure of the Soo Locks,
which is January 15th. St. Lawrence Seaway tonnage to Canada and the Atlantic Ocean is up 1%. St. Lawrence Seaway Administrator Terry Johnson says that's modest but encouraging.
Obviously much slower than anybody would like, but at least it's not a retrenchment. You know, there are economists talking about a double-dip recession. We're kind of a bellwether for how the economy is doing, and so it's good news.
Johnson expects an end-of-the-season rush to build up inventories for the winter. Since it was a warm season, he says there shouldn't be a problem with ice this month. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.